Every way.
Good morning.
Thank you, Angela. So happy Canada's Day weekend.
Happy Canada Day weekend.
当你去到昨日不知道有什么庆祝的活动的时候。
I don't know what events you guys all attended to celebrate yesterday.
不知道呢当你去见到那个国旗升起在唱国歌的时候你的感受是怎样的。
I don't know what you felt when you looked at the Canada flag or when you sang the national anthem.
又或者你看到昨天我 看新闻的时候看到在渥太华他们不是设计了很大的蛋糕的。
Or, if you saw on TV yesterday in Ottawa how they cut a very large cake.
你当你看到Justin Trudeau 在那里设计蛋糕的时候你的感受是怎样的？
What did you feel when you saw Justin Trudeau cutting the cake?
没什么感受可能不太知道。又或者呢你会不会觉得昨天都是只不过是好像去了人家的生日会不是你自己的生日会。
Or did you feel that you just attended someone else's birthday yesterday?
究竟即是我们庆祝着我们的国家的150周年还是人家的国家150周年呢？
Are we celebrating our country's 150th birthday or someone else's country's 150th birthday?
我想视乎我们 是不是投入我们是加拿大的一份子有没有这种的归属感呢是有不同的原因。
There are different reasons why we might feel enthusiastic to celebrate our country's 150th year.
有一次呢有一个嘅聚会喺我哋呢度教会举行嘅。
One time there was an event held at our church.
一位呢英国嘅著名嘅牧师戴继贞牧师呢佢嚟分享。
There was
James Hudson Taylor.
A speaker came. He was James Hudson Taylor the fourth.
James Hudson Taylor the fourth 就知道是戴德森牧师就是他是个第五代孙来这里分享。
He was the great great grandson of James Hudson Taylor.
你知道他们是英国人。
We know that they are from England.
但他们是被神呼召他们几代都是去到中国那里去传福音。
But many of their generations felt called by God to do missions.
好奇妙的我们还记得在这里我跟他聊天。
I remember when I was speaking with him.
佢用好流利嘅国语。
He spoke in very fluent Mandarin.
我用我啲 broken Mandarin 同佢倾偈。
And I used my broken Mandarin.
跟住佢喺度讲道。
And he was preaching.
跟住佢喺度讲到其中一样嘢，佢话讲到其中一样嘢嘅时候，佢话我哋呢班中国人咧喺呢一个嘅时候应该要去承担福音嘅棒啦。
And he was saying that we as Chinese people should continue to carry this baton of doing missions.
我哋呢班中国人喎。
We as Chinese people.
佢明明系一个白人英国人。
He is a Caucasian.
但系佢话我哋中国人。
But he was saying that it is the mission of us as Chinese people.
虽然你话帮我听咧，系咪属于嗰个国家咧？其实系讲紧有冇爱呢个国家，同埋有冇上帝嘅呼召，觉得原来上帝摆佢呢度系有意思嘅。
And our desire to carry this baton of missions should be defined out of our love.
所以咧，当琴日咧，唔知道即系当你庆祝150周年加拿大嘅国日嘅时候，希望我哋多啲去感受呢个系我哋嘅国家。
So yesterday when we celebrated Canada's 150th year, I hope that it is out of our love for our country.
如果呢个系作为基督徒，呢个系我哋国家嘅时候，有啲乜嘢系我哋可以影响呢一个国家嘅咧？
If Canada is our own country, how do we bless and influence it?
今天很想去看三个圣经人物去给我们一个鼓励。
So today we will look at three different scripture passages to encourage us as Christians how we can influence our country.
不过我会尽量简短的啦因为我留一些时间给 Pastor Ryan 有 communion。
But I'll try to simplify so that we leave time to have communion today.
第一位的人物在创世纪第十二章一至三节讲的亚伯拉罕。
So the first passage is from Genesis 12:1-3.
或者我哋唔读呢啲嘅经文，不过如果有圣经喺手，你可以揭开嗰段经文。
You can flip over to this passage if you have it.
创世纪第十二章一至到三节。
Genesis 12:1-3.
嗰度系讲上帝呼召亚伯拉罕咧，佢要离开佢自己嘅家乡，要去承受上帝俾佢应许之地。
So this passage talks about God calling Abraham to leave his country and to go to the land that He will show them.
但更重要的是在经文里面上帝对亚伯拉罕讲得很清楚他说我要使你成为大国。
But what's important here is that God said to him, I will make you into a great nation.
不过好重要嘅系下边，佢话我使你成为大国，系要去成为祝福万民。
But more importantly, when Abraham was called by God, it was to bless all nations.
你谂下咧，如果我系读圣经嘅人咧，我系亚伯拉罕咧，我好中意听第一句嘅。
If I was Abraham, I would be very happy to hear the first line.
因为我会成为大国，哇，好叻，即系 successful。
Because I would become a great nation.
但系就会 ignore 咗第二句。
But we might ignore the following line.
原来唔系上帝要净系祝福你啊，系要透过你去祝福其他嘅国家嘛。
That God didn't just bless Abraham, but to bless all nations.
如果系同样嘅话，今日上帝摆你同埋我喺加拿大嘅时候。
So in the same way, God places us where we are here in our country today.
上帝唔系净系想去祝福你一个人。
God doesn't just want to bless you.
上帝都唔系净系想你自己几个人嘅家庭里面去得到祝福。
He doesn't want to just bless you and your family.
可能就好似亚伯拉罕咁，上帝要透过你去祝福身边更多嘅人，包括埋呢个国家。
Like Abraham, maybe God wants you to also bless those around you.
我绝对去体会咧，呢样嘢系我哋First generation 嘅 Chinese 咧，系要同你哋 second generation 嘅 Chinese 要学习嘅。
This is something that we as first generation and second generation.
The first generation's leaders should learn from the second generation Chinese. Yeah. 因为咧，我哋咧即系传统嘅中国人嘅文化咧，系比较可以有时咁样讲啦，即系比较自私。我哋净系睇到我哋自己嘅需要，我哋自己屋企人。
Because from our Chinese tradition, sometimes we might only we're only interested in the needs of only those who are close to us, our immediate family.
有时候我哋都唔好理个社会，亦都唔好理个国家发生啲咩事。
Sometimes we might not be interested in what's going on around the world or in our country.
但我哋体会到咧 ，second generation 唔同啦，有嗰份嘅足敏感度咧，可以去关心呢个社会，关心呢个国家。
But we see that now there is a different generation that has that is sensitive to care for the needs of our country.
所以其实系你哋去鼓励紧我哋点样去成为亚伯拉罕，去成为其他人嘅祝福。
So it's actually you guys on this generation encouraging us how to bless the country like Abraham did.
但我希望你哋都唔好停止啊，都要继续咧可以去成为呢个国家嘅一个祝福。
And I hope that you will continue to encourage us to know how we can care for this country.
我哋第二个嘅圣经人物咧，我哋记好快啊嘛。第二个圣经人物噶啦。
So we'll look at our second character.
系咧喺列王纪上第二十二章嘅一段嘅经文。
In 1 Kings 22:12-14.
系啦，十二至到十四节嘅呢段经文咧，其中一个人物叫先知米该亚。
And this is the prophet Micaiah.
嗰个背景咧系当时候咧有两个王相遇。
The background is there were two kings that were having a conversation.
系啦，咁有一个王咧系以色列王咧系衰人嘅系亚哈，第二个咧就系犹大王约沙法。
There was Ahab, the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah.
系，真系多谢你，我系好难读呢个英文约沙法嘅英文。当呢两个王一齐话咧，谂住去联合去攻打亚兰嘅时候
，these two kings wanted to unite to fight against the nation Aram.
其中咧，约沙法就喺度讲，佢话不如我哋去求问下耶和嘅先知啦。
Jehoshaphat said, "Why don't we ask for the advice of the Lord's prophet?"
因为咧要睇下究竟系咪适合去打仗啊嘛。
To see whether it was appropriate for them to go to war.
好啦，结果咧，亚哈咧揾咗佢，佢喺佢嘅国家里边有400个先知走出嚟。
And in the end, Ahab found 400 prophets, in the nation at that time.
400个先知异口同声同亚哈讲话：你去啦，一定赢嘅。
And all 400 of them said, "Yes, go to war."
但系咧。呢一个约沙法就同亚哈讲
，But Jehoshaphat said to Ahab，
除咗呢四百个之外，仲有冇先知啊？咁
，Is there anyone else that we can ask？
咁奇怪嘅，四百个都唔够啊
！So maybe 400 prophets weren't enough。
你出去揾工咧，你有冇 consult 四百个人啊
？When you look for a job, would you consult 400 people？
唔会啦，四百个个 say yes 都唔够，仲要问多个。
It wasn't enough to ask 400 people, but to
咁结果亚哈话有啊，仲有一个。
And Ahab said, "Yes, there's one more prophet."
不过亚哈话咧，我呢个人我好唔中意佢嘅。
But he said, "I hate him."
因为咧，佢次次同我讲亲嗰啲都系即系 bad word 嚟嘅，即系唔系讲粗口啊，即系讲紧都系不说吉语，只说空言。圣经里面讲。
Because he never prophesied anything good about me, but always bad things.
换句话讲，呢一个嘅人米该亚咧，就同嗰四百个先知好唔同嘅。
So we can see that this prophet Micaiah was very different than the other 400 prophets.
那400个先知次次都 say yes to 个亚哈王。
All 400 of them always said yes to King Ahab.
但米迦亚通常讲嘅嘢咧，都系佢唔啱听嘅。
But usually Micaiah says things that he doesn't want to hear.
好啦，当呢一次咧，当有人去走去揾米迦亚嘅时候
，So someone went to look for Micaiah.
嗰人都喺度劝米迦亚啦，嗰四百个先知咧都一齐 say 咗 yes 噶啦，不如你都召翻佢哋一齐啦咁。
And he also told Micaiah.To say the same things that the other 400 prophets did.
但系喺经文嗰度点样讲咧？第二十二章第十四节咁样讲。
But verse 22, chapter 22:14 says.
米迦亚就讲，佢话我知道永生嘅耶和华起誓，耶和华对我说什么，我就说什么。
He says, as surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what the Lord tells me.
米迦亚话，总之系上帝要我讲嘅，我就要我讲乜嘢。
As long as it is what God is telling me to say, that is what I will say.
会唔会今日你喺加拿大呢个国家，其实你就系米该亚
？Today, maybe you are also a Micaiah in our country.
你同埋我作为基督徒喺呢个国家，唔系净系去 say yes to 我哋嘅领袖。
As Christians, we don't always just say yes to our leaders.
而系我哋要去成为米该亚，上帝要我哋讲乜嘢，我哋讲乜嘢。
But to be like Micaiah, to speak the things that God wants us to speak.
可能我哋要有勇气去付代价，喺呢一个咁样嘅社会呢、这个世界里面咧，去持守圣经嘅真理嘅教导。
Sometimes there might be a cost, to standing firm in God's word and what He says.
其实米迦亚可能要付上代价噶。
Micaiah probably also had to sacrifice.
都讲过亚哈王系一个衰嘅皇帝。
As we saw, Ahab was not.
你睇翻前一章嘅经文咧，第二十一章咧。
In the previous chapter, First King 21.
嗰度已经描述到亚哈一个点样嘅王。
We can see what kind of king Ahab was.
佢自己一个咁富有嘅皇帝。
He was a very wealthy king.
但佢又贪心想攞其他人嘅一个葡萄园。
But he was greedy and he wanted someone else's vineyard.
嗰个人唔俾。
And this person wouldn't give it to him.
结果佢同埋佢老婆夹硬陷害害死嗰个原主，跟住攞咗佢嘅葡萄园。
And in the end, him and his wife killed this owner and took his vineyard.
所以你谂下佢会对米该亚会点样咧？
So you can imagine what he would do to Micaiah.
可能佢会杀死佢。
Maybe he would kill him.
但系米迦亚话：，总之耶和华要我讲乜嘢，我就讲乜嘢。
But Micaiah said, "As surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what he tells me."
喺加拿大今时今日仍然需要米迦亚。
Today we still need Micaiahs in our
country. 需要熟悉圣经真理嘅人，去有勇气去坚持去站出嚟去表达圣经嘅真理。
To know the word of God and to firmly stand firm in it.
你一定听过美国一个嘅人物叫马丁路德金。
You probably heard of this figure, Martin Luther King.
呢一个咧嘅系一个黑人嘅民权领袖。
He was a leader who fought for the equality between black and white people.
佢当时候咧出嚟去抗议，因为咧呢一个本来系一个浸信会嘅牧师嚟嘅。
He led the reform.
The Baptist Church. Yeah, he's a pastor of the Baptist Church.
Oh, he was.The leader of a Baptist church.
但系佢走出嚟嘅时候咧，要去带领住民众咧，要去追求黑人同白人嘅平等。
But when he spoke out, he fought for the equality between black and white people.
你睇翻当时候嗰个背景咧
，If you look at the history,
黑人唔可以入去白人嘅厕所嘅。
Black people could not enter into the washroom facilities of white people.
佢哋有个海滩咧，黑人系唔可以去游水嘅。
At the beach, black people could not go swimming.
佢哋好多嘅铺头食嘢嘅铺头咧，系唔可以容许啲黑人同啲白人一齐坐嘅。
In restaurants, black and white people cannot sit together.
好多嘅唔平等。
There was a lot of inequality.
但系呢个马丁路德金佢话圣经嘅教导唔系咁噶。
But Martin Luther King said that this is not what God's word teaches.
喺上帝嘅眼中，系白人同黑人都系平等嘅，上帝都系爱佢哋。
In God's eyes, He loves both the black and white people.
所以佢就要去坚持去宣讲呢个真理。
So he stood firm to speak this truth.
但系结果有冇代价咧
？But in the end, was there a sacrifice？
系要付代价，因为佢最后咩俾人谋杀死咗
？Yes, there was。
但系如果唔系佢继续去坚持，同埋佢嗰阵时候推动呢一个运动嘅话咧
？But if it was not for his sacrifice，
美国唔会成为今日咧可以有黑人同白人平等嘅美国。
Today's United States would be very different。
亦都冇可能咧系上一任美国嘅总统可以系奥巴马呢个黑人。
And Obama would not have been able to be president。
所以坚持宣讲真理可能系要付代价。
So persisting to speak the truth comes with a cost。
但系其实亦都系应该系今日上帝呼召我哋喺呢个国家里面为佢发声嘅。
But this is also the call that God wants us to do。
第三个嘅圣经人物咧系使徒保罗。
The third character that we look at is the Apostle Paul.
喺《使徒行传》第二十一章、二十二章，我哋咁样讲。
In Acts 21 and 22.
你可以睇睇翻嗰段经文嘅时候咧，嗰度去讲简介到保罗自己嘅一啲嘅特色。
This passage shows Paul's different backgrounds and identities.
我想问咧，保罗系咩人嚟噶？
What kind of person was he?
咩国籍嘅人啊
？What ethnicity?
佢系犹太人系咪
？He was a Jew.
佢系好似有啲怀疑咁啊。佢系犹太人。
He was a Jew.
但系咧，佢亦都系咧喺当时候受咗啲希腊哲学嘅受训练。
Because he also received philosophy training.
佢亦都系咧犹太人之中咧，佢系属于犹太嘅拉比嘅教导。
He was like a rabbi.
佢咧亦都系。是当时候罗马的公民。
He was also a Roman citizen.
所以很特别的一个人物来的。
So he was a very special individual.
但是上帝就要在一个这样特别的时代去用一个这么特别的人物有多重的身份多重的文化一起教你的时候可以去成为当时候的人的祝福。
And there was, it was a really special time in that point where God used him.Because he had, he came from many, cultural backgrounds and identities.
上帝就是用一个这样的人可以去成就上帝的国。
And he wanted to use someone like Paul, to carry forth his mission.
你知我有一次去参加一个的大型的会议。
At one time I went to a meeting.
一个教会的会议的时候有很多都不是中国人来的。
At this church meeting, many of the people there weren't Chinese.
咁佢就问我哋啦，我哋系咩教会？我话我哋系中国人嘅教会，亦都有 second generation 同我一齐去崇拜。
And someone asked me, "What kind of church are we?"
你见知唔知啊？嗰个同我倾偈嗰个系白人嚟，佢眼发光啊。
And the person who spoke with me was a Caucasian.
佢听到我哋教会有咁多 CBC 喺度。
When he heard that our church has so many CBCs.
你知道咩叫 CBC 系咪？系。就是 Canadian Born Chinese, 是不是那就是你们啦你们没有很多个都是 的时候。
So, you guys?
他说你知不知道就是很多个 CBC 就好像是圣经里面那个时代的保罗。
And he said, did you know that a lot of the CBCs right now are like, Paul?
他们可以讲很多不同的语言。
They can speak many different languages.
我记得有一次啊 ,Freeman 在哪边
I remember Freeman.
系啊，阿 Freeman 咧一次咧，佢预备阿瓦娜嘅时候咧，佢就播嗰啲音乐好大声，系即系 Mandarin 邓丽君嘅音乐嚟嘅。
And one time, when he was preparing for Awana, he was playing very loud music.
嗱，即系佢哋你哋好多识佢讲国语、讲广东话、英文，你哋好流利，有啲仲识讲法文添。
And many of you guys are very fluent in Chinese, Cantonese, or many other languages.
你哋都会去饮 bubble tea, 会去睇 Hong Kong drama, 嗰啲 TV drama, 你哋都会好熟悉西人嘅文化。
You guys will go for bubble tea or watch Chinese dramas, but you're also familiar with our Canadian society.
你哋系好独特嘅一班人嚟。
You are a very special generation.
就好似喺新约嘅时代嘅保罗一样。
Just like in the New Testament, like Paul.
今日上帝可以点样去使用咁独特嘅你，可以拥有多重嘅身份、多重嘅文化嘅你，可以去祝福呢个国家，可以去建立神嘅国。
Today, how is God using you, with multiple identities, and coming from different backgrounds to serve Him?
我今日喺讲道里边咧，唔系提供答案。
Today, I'm not providing the answer for you.
三个问题。
But to ask an open question.
当你去问有啲乜嘢系上帝可以用你去 bless 到呢个国家。
When you ask, what are ways that God can use you to bless this country?
有啲乜嘢系你今日上帝要你坚持去宣讲真理，向呢个国家宣讲嘅真理
？What are some truths that He wants you to speak to our country today?
第三条问题系今日可以上帝点可以用一个独特嘅你去 serve 呢个国家
？How can God use a very special you, to serve this country?
我希望喺你嘅一生里边咧，可以回答呢三个问题。
I hope that, in your life, you can, answer these three questions.
我一齐祈祷。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我哋多谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
主，我哋继续让我哋嘅生命去回应上帝你嘅呼召。
Lord, we want to continue to respond to your call.
你将我哋摆喺加拿大呢个国家。
You place us in this country, Canada.
让我哋可以成为呢个国家嘅祝福。
To let us be a blessing to Canada.
亦都俾我哋有勇气去宣讲真理。
And to give us courage to speak the truth.
亦都俾我哋开放我心，继续去摸索上帝，你点可以用我哋去服侍呢个国家
？And to know how we can influence and serve our country.
祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Bless you.